Hey, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, today's word from our weekly sermon, along with a little bit of commentary here and there. If after listening, you have questions or would like to know more, you can email us at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or check out our website at otisvillepress.org. So today, we're working on the fourth sermon in a series on baptism. When you're preparing a sermon, you can do it because you're following along in a particular letter or book in the Old or New Testament. It could be because it's a particular time of year, so at Christmas, you kind of got to tell the Christmas story. We happen to be doing a series on baptism, four Sundays on baptism. And this week, we came to the last one, which is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 19. So this is where Paul says the body of Christ has many different parts, just as any other body does. Some of us are Jews and others are Gentiles. Some of us are slaves and others are free. But God's Spirit baptized each of us and made us part of the body of Christ. Now we drink from that same Spirit. And then Paul goes on and says our bodies don't have just one part. They have many parts. Suppose a foot says, I'm not a hand, and so I'm not a part of the body. Wouldn't the foot still belong to the body? Or suppose an ear says, I'm not an eye, and so I'm not part of the body. Wouldn't the ear still belong to the body? If our bodies were only an eye, we couldn't hear a thing. And if they were only an ear, we couldn't smell a thing. But God has put all the parts of the body together in the way that he decided is best. So like I've said, we've had a couple of other sermons on baptism. We talked a little bit about Jesus being baptized in the Jordan by John. We talked about the Israelites standing at the edge of the Red Sea and being reluctant to step down into the water. We talked last week a little bit about Paul's teaching about baptism in a different text in Romans chapter 6. And now we talk about being baptized by drinking the Spirit. So ask this question. How many glasses of water do you drink every day? I know there's lots of medical experts that say that you should drink at least eight-ounce glasses of water each day, although looking around online, I saw anywhere from 6 to 13 glasses for men and a bit less for women. Why? Well, basically because in order for the body to function well, it needs to be hydrated. We need water for our bloodstream to function, our digestive system to function, even for our breathing to function correctly. We use water in our joints. We use water in our cells. Dehydration, the lack of water, is dangerous because it can cause dizziness and confusion and even seizures. Remarkably, it turns out to be a potential source of weakness and confusion for some senior citizens. No longer able to tell if they are thirsty, they don't drink enough water. Water is essential to the body, the human body. But it turns out it's also essential to the body of Christ. Listen to what Paul says in his letter to the Corinthians. But God's Spirit baptized each of us and made us part of the body of Christ. Now we each drink from that same Spirit. It turns out that the body of Christ, that is the community of the church and of all of those who are followers of Christ, need not only baptism as a sign and symbol of our faith, but we also need to be baptized by the Spirit and in that baptism, filled with God's presence. We need to drink from that same Spirit, the water of life. Paul makes clear that in order to be the body, that is the community of faithful believers, we have to be not only in the water, but filled with the water. That's why simply coming to church and being a church member and using tithely to make donations and all that stuff is not enough. That's just floating around in the baptismal font. That's just like hanging around at the pool. It's good for show, but it's nothing like getting that pool in you. What Paul is reminding us is that we need to take in the life-giving water. We need to drink deeply that internal baptism that allows the Spirit to grow in us and change us and use us as Jesus' faithful disciples in this world, because we are the baptized. So baptism is not just an external thing. It's an interior transformation where literally our spirit takes in the water of the Holy Spirit in order that we become like Jesus. The water found in worship and fellowship and service to the Lord transforms us. Years ago, the Boy Scout troop that I was the scoutmaster of here, went on a hike down at High Point State Park in New Jersey. We somewhat facetiously call that our Bataan Death March. No one died, not even close, although many of us felt like we were going to. It was so hot and so humid. The water we had filled our canteens with, the only water available, was sulfur water. And as we hiked, it was obvious that we were all headed towards dehydration. We stopped for a rest under some trees. It was still hot and humid. There wasn't any breeze. It didn't help that much. But thank heavens, Jeff Grubeldinger and Ron Zoll, two assistant scoutmasters, headed off and got a park ranger to come back with them with gallons of fresh water. It was amazing, such a blessing. Water never tasted so good, and we all felt better. Then the ranger pointed out that a little farther down the trail, somewhere after the black bear that crossed our path, was some additional relief. And it turns out, just another mile down the trail, all the boys headed into the lake. You could see the steam rising up as each boy hit the water. But while the lake water was good and cooled down a lot of hot, sweaty young men, and stinky, I can assure you, what saved their lives was drinking from those gallons of fresh water. Bobbing in the lake was fun, functional, core temperatures dropped, but what they drank drove away the listlessness, the confusion, the lack of clarity, and the lack of desire to take another step. By the way, that was including me. Walk ahead I would do, but I wouldn't like it. Because at some point, the body decides it isn't really thirsty anymore, and not just the human body, but the body of Christ itself can wave off the cool waters of baptism. We're too tired to go on. It's true. The church can get just as stuck, just as listless, just as unaware of what a fresh drink of the Holy Spirit could do as when a human needs those life-giving waters. When the church, the wildly diverse body of Christ, loses its focus, gets listless, confused, unclear, exhausted. Notice if perhaps it has just been bobbing around in the baptismal waters and not drinking deep of the Holy Spirit. Because when the Spirit is present, Paul makes clear the body of Christ is amazing. The gifts of the Spirit, Paul makes clear, are all in evidence and all are being put to work because we can't afford to be without even one, since we have so many things to do, so many people to care for, so many miracles to make happen, and so many joys, so many and so numerous to recount. When we are tired and dehydrated, we argue about whose gifts are better, who has more to offer, and who should be in charge. Dehydrated, we wither. We lose our way. But full of God's presence, we see each other through God's eyes, all a part of the body. And the body, the community of the faith, the church, is everything. And it all starts with understanding that we are the baptized, inside and out, filled with the Spirit, and ready to make this world God's kingdom. And all God's people said, amen. Thanks so much for joining us for this little podcast of our sermon. If you have questions, if you have ideas, if you think there should be a discussion here, let me know. As I said, you can contact me at Otisville Press at hvc.rr.com or find us on our website, otisvillepress.org. Thanks so much for joining us.